Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, January 15th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, welcoming into the studio, Wood County Youth Risk Behavior Survey is what we're going to be talking about with our friend, Nikki Lucht. She is the epidemiologist with Wood County Health Department. Did I get any of that right, Nikki?
Epidemiologist.
Thank you. This is pre-recorded. I could fix that in post. We're not gonna. We're human beings around here, and we're gonna have. Especially because I want to dive right into this topic with you. First, Happy New Year to you and yours, and the whole Wood County Health Department. Big thank you to all of you and your staff over there, Nikki. Let's dive right into this survey, this youth risk behavior survey that was recently out. Where would you like to start with this?
Let's start just giving a little bit of background about what it even is. So the Youth Risk Behavior Survey, or YRBS as we call it for short, is a survey that is done by middle and high school students every 2 years. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction partners with the CDC, and it's done nationally and statewide, so schools have the choice to opt in to do it. So not every single school does it, but we have really good participation here in Wood County. This year, actually, 2023 was the most recent year that it was conducted, and we had a little over 2,600 responses for high school students, which is about 74% of public high school students in Wood County. So a good representative sample we had here. And the survey, it asked things like about safety, violence, mental health, drug use, sexual behavior, nutrition, and a bunch more. It covers a lot of topics. So the Department of Public Instruction calculates all of the data for us and then sends that report out. So once they have that all completed, we try to take that report, which is like 200 pages, so huge, and we try to pare that down, put it into a more of a summary report that's more easily digestible, looks nicer, and is just more useful for our schools, our partners, and community, really.
And Nikki, what is some of the bigger headlines coming out of this survey?
Yeah, so this year, so we have been doing the survey for many years now, and the questions changed a little bit in 2019. So we can compare now since 2019. So there's three different survey cycles since then. So 2019, 2021, and 2023. So the report we created, it has trends in there from the last 6 years, and we can compare Wood County to the state of Wisconsin overall, see how we're doing compared to the state, and then also look at those last three survey cycles and see how we've been doing. Have we been getting better? Have we been getting worse? Where should we focus? So some of the trends when we look at the last few years, one positive is that compared to recent years, in 2023, our alcohol, tobacco, and other drug use have mostly decreased. So that's great. But then some of the other trends that we're seeing that aren't so great, when you look at mental health, anxiety, depression, and suicide rates have all increased since 2019. The percentage of students who have ever been raped has been increasing. Violence is a big one. So there was 105% increase in students who agreed that violence is a problem at school from 2021 to 2023. And then another big one, the percentage of students who spent three or more hours per day on their phone, Xbox, or other device that wasn't for school use, has increased a ton since 2019. So spending a lot more time on devices. So those are the big trends.
And Nikki, one thing I think is important to keep in mind with this, one, that we need all hands on deck for this. This isn't, if you're listening out there and you don't have kids, or maybe your kids are out of school or they're adults now or something like that, this still involves you. It's going to take all of us to help with these situations and help with these things and improve these numbers, hopefully, for next year's survey. But when a lot of these things can feel daunting and feel like there's a lot going on and there's so much here, you actually noted something that I thought was really important when you started this with the decrease in tobacco and nicotine and alcohol, that we've seen a decrease in that. When we were kids, if somebody told me there's going to be a day where you can walk into a gas station and there's only like two brands of cigarettes, I'd laugh at you. There's no way I would believe that. Where this country has gone and where society has gone with nicotine and how we have kind of taken that out of a lot of stores, out of a lot of things. I don't even believe that there's menthol is the word I was looking for. Yes, menthol cigarettes now. So I think that we have proven and we've seen that, hey, this stuff can change. We can make an improvement on these things. And so I think we need to keep that in mind where some of this stuff may seem so daunting right now, 5-10 years, if we put the work in, it can get better. We can improve society and make things better. There's another part of this too, where it feels like for those of us that have always known about mental health and paid attention to it, like we're just welcoming everybody to the party. Thanks a lot for, you know, caring now. But as a society, we really care about this now. It's something we talk quite a bit about. But now that we've kind of gotten that in, now the real work comes in, where we have to do the hard work on mental health and what that means for ourselves as well as for our others. And that part is very noteworthy to me. All of these things are very noteworthy to me. That one stands out to me because whether it is violence or sexual abuse or any of these things, they all lead to mental health. It all ties together.
Yeah, they're all interconnected.
When you see these things, I imagine that, you know, anybody with a heart is going to care a little bit. But I also would imagine that we're okay, now that we have this data, how do we make things better?
Yeah, so this report, this 2023 one that we came out with, we worked with our school partners. We met with them. We asked them, okay, here's our 2021 report. What could be better? What would be more useful this time around? And we heard that they really wanted to know now what can we do? Like, here's all this data, which is great. It's helpful to have, but now what do we do? Like, we see that there's some gaps here, or maybe we're having some issues here. So what can be done? So this report is the first time that we have included a section on recommendations. So that section, it provides a whole list of different recommendations to address some of the issues that we saw from the data that Wood County students are struggling with, and to try to help improve some of those different health and safety issues that schools are seeing. And those are things that can be implemented in schools. Maybe they can be implemented in the home, in the community. So there's a range of things that can be done. You know, you mentioned this is really for all hands on deck. It's for everyone. I mean, our youth are our future. So it's not just a school thing, that it's a whole community. We all need to come together. There's a bunch of different interventions that can be implemented, and everyone has a part in it.
Let's kind of go through some of the other details of this too. The DPI included an examination of dispensaries by breaking down the YRBS data by following subpopulations. Can we get into a little of that?
Yeah. So DPI, they break down the data by looking at different subpopulations. So they look at disparities among students. So rather than only looking at all Wood County students overall, they break it down by looking at male versus female, the grade level, the race and ethnicity, sexual orientation and gender identity, the average grades earned. So if you mostly get A's, B's, so on, whether or not you have a chronic or physical health condition, special education services, and whether or not student is food insecure. So hasn't had enough food in the last 30 days is how they describe that. So when we take a closer look at those breakdowns, we can see where we can tailor and focus our interventions. So a good example is food insecurity among Wood County students overall. is about 21%. So about 21% or one in five Wood County students are experiencing food insecurity. And that's lower than the state's average, which is, it's great. I mean, we don't want anyone facing food insecurity. But if you only look at that number of all students, you'd think, okay, we're doing better than the state, so, you know, not too bad. But when you look at it broken down, among students that are having a disability or chronic health condition, and students who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, so LGBT, they had significantly higher rates of food insecurity compared to their peers. So we can look at that and think, okay, what's happening among those students in particular? Where could we focus within those specific groups to improve that so that they can, their numbers are closer to that of all students rather than, you know, having more challenges.
And we are speaking with Nikki Lucht from the Wood County Health Department. And Nikki, when it comes to that, and not that I think there's way too much put on your guys' shoulders at the health department, so I don't mean to put this on there, but are there things you guys or other organizations are doing to help with this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, schools are already doing a ton. You know, some of the recommendations we have in there are actually from different schools. Like we see some certain schools having a specific program or something that's worked really well, and we put that in there so maybe another school can try to implement that. So we have our schools, there's plenty of different organizations in the community that are doing things. So it's definitely not just the health department. You know, the health department is just one of the many organizations involved in the larger umbrella that we call Healthy People Wood County. So it really takes all of us coming together. One of the things we are doing, I've been on here before and talked about our community health assessment and the survey that was done. And super exciting, you're going to hear it here first, actually. Our community health improvement plan has finally been published. There'll be a press release going out about that tomorrow. And so that is really a roadmap for improving the health priorities that were identified in that community health assessment I had shared back in June or July. And that's really, it's an action plan for addressing health issues that have been identified for the next 3 years. And one of the things in there is actually specifically focused on food insecurity among our students. So that's just one of the many, many things in that community health improvement plan.
First off, Nikki, thank you. We love breaking news. Thank you for that. We appreciate it. But more importantly, that's just great to hear. That just I could feel it in my soul. That felt good. That's really good to hear. And especially about a subject like that, that nobody deserves to be in that situation with food insecurity. So that's really good to hear, Nikki. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited about it. There's a couple new priorities this time around. So the plan addresses multiple health priorities that came out of that assessment. Ones that we have worked on prior include substance use, mental health, housing, transportation, and some newer ones, access to care, which includes dental care, which we heard loud and clear. I remember talking to you about that last time. And financial security is another new one. And we know these are all so interconnected. You know, financial security can affect your mental health. Mental health can impact your financial security. And I mean, there's just so many different ways that they're interconnected. But those are the top priorities that this plan addresses. And this is really meant to be a community plan. So, you know, not just the health department, not just Aspirus, not just Marshfield. It's all of us coming together to have a bigger impact. So we really, anyone that's interested, we really want people, anyone who lives or works in Wood County, we'd love for you to join our efforts to help improve these health priorities. There's so many different ways you can get involved. If you want to find more about that community health improvement plan or ways to get involved, you can go to our website, which is healthypeoplewoodcounty.org. You can also request printed copies of that community health improvement plan by calling the health department. Our number is 715-421-8911. Same thing, if you'd like copies of that youth risk behavior summary, you can go on our website or you can call the health department if you'd like a printed copy. We are happy to have people get involved in any way.
And Nikki, as long as we are talking about this great program, this great organization, we've touched on it before. You've mentioned a number of things about it. Is there anything else people should know? I do think it's a good point. Again, we invite all people who live and work in Wood County to be a part of this program.
Yeah, absolutely. I think just a few other things. If you, maybe before you get involved, if you'd want to get involved, you can find tons of information on our website. So again, that's healthypeoplewoodcounty.org. We have all of the different work that we do on there. There's a section, get involved, so you can learn more about ways to get involved. We have a data and report section, so that's where you'll find the youth risk behavior survey, the community health improvement plan, and all of the other data and reports that we have created or shared over the years. So our website's really a wealth of information. So if you want to check that out, and then, there's something that you're really interested in, please reach out. We also have social media pages. We have a Facebook and an Instagram. So just look up Healthy People Wood County. Give us a follow. We share stuff daily on there. So lots of information if you are interested.
And Nikki, did you have any other notes on the survey? I think we covered everything.
Yeah, let me see. I think for the most part we covered everything. Just that maybe another thing to note. So it is this year, 2025, is a new survey year. So it's an odd year. So students will be taking a survey again this year. It takes a bit for that data to be analyzed. So we're hoping it'll be a little bit more, a little bit faster this time that we get the data from DPI, but we don't have a whole lot of control over that. So I'm hoping that our next report will come out a little bit quicker so that it's more real time. So, they're taking the survey in the spring of 2025. Hopefully I'll be able to share those results with you sooner than 2 years later next time.
Yeah, understandable how these things work, but that would be really cool. That'd be great if we're able to. And we certainly, as long as we are talking to the Wood County Health Department, want to remind everybody to get up to date on all those shots and keep up to date on your health. Especially this time of year, we know how it is. We're talking to fellow Midwesterners out there. Keep up to date on those things, everybody.
Yes, absolutely. And one more thing to note about that survey, if you want to see more data, so our report only includes information under the topic areas of mental health, substance use, violence, and health behaviors and outcomes. But there's a lot more information in that full report, and you can find those full data tables on DPI's website. So if you are interested and want to see more, it's all there.
Nikki, cannot thank you enough for the time. Please say a Happy New Year to you and the staff over there. We appreciate all of you. If people have follow-up questions and want to know more, maybe about the survey to see that, or they would like to be a part of or learn more about Healthy People Wood County, how can they find out about those again?
They can go to our website, healthypeoplewoodcounty.org, and reach out. If you want to call, the health department's number is 715-421-8911. We'll be happy to hear from you. And thank you so much, James. Happy New Year to you as well.
Thanks, Nikki. Appreciate the time. And again, if you want to find out more information as well, you can go to their website, woodcountywi.gov, woodcountywi.gov. Nikki, we'll talk soon. You take care.
You too.
Coming up for the rest of the week here at Midday Magazine, tomorrow in part one, we'll visit Rome with Jillian. And in part two, UW-Madison Extension's Anna Mitchell going to join us. Looking forward to those conversations. We wrap up the week on Friday with Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston. Always a good, open, clean, a transparent conversation with the senator. Looking forward to that. And we wrap up the week in part two on Friday with the Port Edwards Lion Club talking about their fishery. Always look forward to that. Every year they join us, we're looking forward forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Keep in mind, here at the studios, we have the new guides for the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. Come pick one of those up. We've also got plenty of other things here, and we love to hear from all of you. When it comes to our guests, we always encourage you to get us your questions for these guests, whether individual guest. Please feel free to reach out to us, get us those questions. You can email me directly, james.maloff@civicmedia.us. James.maloff@civicmedia.us. Encourage you to do that. Otherwise, you can email us info@wfhr.com. Either way should work. We look forward to hearing from you and getting your questions out there. And as always, want to say a big thank you to Pam Hilke, the heart of this station and the main scheduler here at Midday Magazine. Appreciate the work, Pam, and appreciate all of you listening. Remember that you can get the, if you missed an interview or missed parts of the interview, you can get the whole interview, get the podcast, and share it on your social media at civicmedia.us/shows. Just go to civicmedia.us and you'll find our shows, and you can find it, download it, and share it all you like. And we'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.